Hashem, Hashem, Na'aseh V'Natzliach. I've spoken about the subject of Chuppat Kedushin. We mentioned that the Hatan fast, according to many communities, on the day of his wedding. The reason is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's written, forgives the Avonot of the Hatan on the days of his wedding. But of course, to forgive, you must make teshuvah. And we know, our rabbi said, teshuvah with tefillah, with tzedakah, ma'avirin et roa gezerah. If there is any decree against him, goes away. But also, teshuvah has it's part of asking forgiveness. That the person, the Hatan, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him for all the wrongdoing that he did in the past, and surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive his avonot. But there is another reason. Because the Hatan is going to marry a wife, and he has to be very careful when he's going to perform his duty as giving Kiddushin. He should be in his clear mind. That means he should not drink. That's why they fast, to make sure he's not a drunk man when he gets married. Another reason there is that our rabbis tell us, let ketubah delet batigra. There is no marriage that there is no argument, give and take. I call it give and take. The Gemara said tigra, tigra is something, argument. That means, no, you did this, you did that, you were supposed to do this. But there is give and take. Because God created us with diversity of opinion. It's good to exchange opinions. It's very constructive. As long as they don't blow it up. And in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop these things or argument, they fast in order to pray to God, oh God, help us. That will be everything smooth. That's another reason why they fast. But I mentioned that we Sephardim don't fast. We disagree with those people that they fast. They say also, every mitzvah that you do, you like it a lot, before you do the mitzvah, you fast that you will succeed in doing the mitzvah. And mitzvah of priya v'rivya, one of the most important mitzvot. It is the first one in the Torah. Surely it is the first one because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that this. Why? This is the existence of the world depends on it. That it will continue. And on this depends also the coming of the Mashiach. Ad sheyichlu kol neshamot shebaguf. En ben David ba Gemara tzed in Sanhedrin. Ad sheyichlu kol neshamot shebaguf. And this is the reason they fast, that they should be successful. There is another thing. On the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Am Yisrael, the people fasted that day. They were near the mountain, waiting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appear to them. They did not eat. And because of that, Matan Torah was considered like a marriage for Am Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they had the ketubah. What's the ketubah? The Torah. Therefore, they fast the way they did. Everything, what they did, Matan Torah, we do today in our marriage. The question is, the Hatan that is fasting, does he say Anenu or not? He says Anenu. Because for him, this is Ta'anit, according to those communities. Another thing. When does he stop the Ta'anit? Some they say he should stop it after the Chuppah. Sometimes he makes the chuppah early, before the day is over. No, he has to wait till the day is over. Some say, no, doesn't have to. Once he made a chuppah, it all depends on the reasons. If he said the reason because maybe he will drink and he will come as a drunk man to make the Kiddushin, doesn't know what he's doing, it's over already. Therefore, it's okay. But if it is the reason something else has to do with the day, you have to finish the day. Some they say no. He has to eat something before the chuppah. He should not enter the chuppah while he is fasting. All according to the minhagim. Baruch Hashem, we are not involved in it. We don't fast altogether. Among Ashkenazim, there's many that have the custom, not only the Hatan fast, but his father also. Not the Kallah, some of them do pass, some not. Mostly they take the Kallah much lighter. The sister doesn't have to. But the father of the Hatan passed well. Father, heart of a father, that's his son. Then.
Does the father get to forgive the father's sins or only the son's? We said the son fasts because it forgives his sins. The father's fasting also for the son, not for himself.
That's right. Then, they say, it's a good idea for a Hatan to go to mikveh on the day of his wedding. And I think many of our boys, they do it. They come to ask me, Rabbi, do I have to go this morning? He comes to pray on the day of his wedding. Shall I go to? It's a good idea. It's not a must. But there is a custom among Ashkenazim, which you don't do it. At the time of that they pray Menha before the wedding, there's a special vidui that the Hatan says. Long vidui, like out of Kippur, Al-Hayt, and everything. We don't do it because to us this is like a happy day. We don't say vidui, Hataim, and all this. That all depend on Ashkenazim or Sephardim. Ashkenazim, almost all of them, make that a special vidui, vidui gadol, as we call it. Then, question is for the groom, can he walk or not? This happened to me only this week. I had a couple of them. So, boy, after the wedding, the next day, I have to go to work. To go to work, you can. So, my brothers are going away, and I have to, especially this is the season, and I have to be attending as your wedding is more important than that. You're not supposed to work during the 7 days. So, really? Yeah. I was surprised. It was amazing. Couldn't believe it. Told him, that's right. You are not supposed to go to war.
So what the brother should say?
The Kiddushin we mentioned. We people make it with the silver dollar. Many, they prefer a ring. Why? They say the Zohar said, mentioned ring, and they want to do it with a ring. But there is a reason. I have mentioned the reason why we don't do it with a ring, why we make it with silver. If she doesn't know exactly what it means, what the Hatan is doing when he says Ariadna Kedushin. There's sometimes a doubt. Is this Kedushin? They have to explain to her. She should understand. Because really, what's the idea of giving her something? Say, be my wife and finish. But the Torah said, Ki yikah ish isha. The word yikah means taking her, buying her. With what? with money. The Gemara said, we learn the Gezerah Shavah. Sutin ki kah ishisha. Sutin Abraham Avinu tells Ephron, Natati kesef asadeh kah mimen. Askah means when you give money. And this is what yikah ishisha should be kiddushin with money. Of course, the Gemara said, because it could be shetar also. But this is the most common one that they want a person to make the kiddushin with something of value to give him to the woman. Because they chose some kind of hana'ah she gets. So, I mean, he is giving her something. I don't know if they appreciate that hana'ah or not. There's a question. Some people, they used to use ring with the name of God on it, carved there. Some they say it's not allowed to use it. Why? This is when there is Shem Hashem, there is a, you give something of Kodesh that you are using it. Like Me'ilah is not property. Whatever he gives a bride has to be his own. Sometimes they take it. Today, they know we use silver dollar. Oh, he doesn't have. She said, oh. She said, I have for you. She gives him the silver dollar. Is that good? Because he's supposed to give her. It belongs to his father. The father gives him. Some books that say since he is dependent on his father for his livelihood, is not good. Therefore, what? He should give it to a third party.
Money has to be exchanged in the value of the coin. Or if matana is his.
If you give it really, matana becomes his.
Which is better?
But they say matana from a father to his son that depended on him is not good enough.
I know, but which is better? To pay for it or matana?
No, not the first. If he gets it really, matana, 100% is good. When he gives it to him, he has to pick it up, it becomes his. That's the kinyan. Yeah. When he gives it to the bride, he must have in mind, there's a giving to her, absolutely to be her, not to say, tomorrow, what is that? Give it to me. Finished.
Coin?
Rabbi Kassin used to tell them, this is yours, you go to buy Ashken. That means, use it for your own good. Don't give it back yet. Everything has meaning to it. When the rabbis are joking, and then they want them to know that this belongs to you. When he gives the kiddushin, he has to give it with his right hand. It's not a must. If he gave it with the left, it's good. The kiddushin is good. But better to do it with the right. Because it's written when God gave the Torah, it's written, Mimino Esh Dat Lamo. From the right hand. And as we said, the Kiddushin of Am Yisrael was that, the Torah that he gave with his right hand. Therefore, we should give it also with the right hand. When she is accepting it, also with her right hand. And when he gives her the ring, should put it on finger of the right hand, the pointer. That's so, the Kabbalah. Peshat has no meaning to it. Kabbalah, they say, this is the right finger. And sometimes they take this right finger, they put, doesn't go through. Because when they measure over here. But it's right to force it. I tell the grooms many times, take it easy. Don't try to force it, it's not going to go in. She will switch it later. Just put it on her finger. At the beginning here, it's enough. No. Sometimes they bring two rings. The Hatan gives the Kala, then the Kala gives the Hatan. It's a horrible thing. This came from Reform, conservative. Because she tells him many times the Reform Rishayim. She tells him, Hare Ata Mekudash Li. It's against religion altogether. Ish lokeach et ha'isha, ena isha lokeachat et ha'isha.
Among our people?
Reform? Are you Reform?
No.
What do you ask?
Among our people, they do that, or no?
No, of course not. But I warned him. I don't let her give the ring. I take the ring, then I give it to him. I said, you put it on your finger. That's what I do. To emphasize, to know that she is not giving him. Has to be very careful with the wording, every word of the Kiddushin. If he missing sometimes one word, avoid the whole thing. If you say Arayat Mekadesh, it doesn't say Li. Listen to whom? Maybe somebody else. Therefore, it's important to hear every word that you will say it and will know. It's advisable that you will know the meaning of it. Of course, here in this country, we repeat it in English that they should understand. At least if it doesn't say it, you should know the meaning. Some of them say, oh, no, Rabbi, I know Hebrew. I don't need English. Okay, if he knows the meaning, it's good. But if he doesn't know the meaning, he just wants to show himself he knows the Hebrew, it's not so good. He has to give it to her, and she has to accept it willingly. That they are forcing her to take it, it's not good. Sometimes she does it only because her father wants her, but she really doesn't want to marry him. Oh, so many times this brings troubles. That's why it's better that she should know that she wants to get married. I mean, to this particular one, they all want to get married, but that she wants him. Now, when finished with this, in every time that there is marriage, must be edim. Without edim, the marriage voided. The edim has to be two. Api shenayim edim yakum davar. Especially, this is the Varan Yanim Shel Arba. Even Mamon, this is Shinaidim. But Davar, Arba, it's called Davar. Kimatzaba, Arba, Davar. And therefore, must be two Aidim. And the Aidim must be Kesherim. What makes Aidim not Kesherim? Number of things. If the Aidim are relatives, absolutely no good. How far it is called relatives? There is a special figure on the past generation and future generation, and they equal. Father, mother, father of the father, father of the mother, then goes brother, the wife of the brother, of course the father is also, even if she stepped mother, step-grandmother, comes to the brothers, brother, his wife, sister, her husband, their children, his own children, his grandchildren, all these are relatives that are forbidden. Sometimes they do with relatives, it's kasher, what they call it in halakha, rishon berishon is pasul, rishon besheni is pasul. Sheni barishon pasul. Sheni basheni pasul. Sheni bashilishi. Shilishi shibashilishi. The marriage is good. But the books advise there shouldn't be any relationship. Even those that they kesherim, not, because they might make mistakes sometimes. And therefore, once they tell you somebody, oh, I'm related, but far relation. Thank you. Without them, we keep them away. It happens to me many times. the honor. Oh, Rabbi, we want this based on this. I say, are you related? Not exactly. Oh, what do you mean, not exactly? Far relation. So thank you. Give me another one. The book said, advising us to see to it, no relationship. As I said, even maybe sometimes it's kosher. Keep away. That is to be related. There is another thing. Pursuit of Avirot. A person shaves with a razor. It's pursuit I do. Any love of the Torah that he goes violate the law of the Torah is no good for him. What do you think, the Shabbat is less important?
The most important.
And you think he becomes Pasulaidut because of that?
I would think so.
I'm glad that you have a good thinking. But I'm surprised that you asked the question.
I ask the people who don't know what they're looking for.
And you ask, you want people to know. Definitely not. That's why when we come, we don't like when they tell us, I want this one to be a witness. Giving us a very big dilemma. We don't know who is this one. We tell them, take two rabbis, better. It's a customary that they give it to rabbis. In order not to create problems. But they don't understand. Some hatanim, that's when they started, those hatanim, they bring their friends that are kosherim good. They did wrong. They don't realize. He brings one kosher, another one will bring, and say, oh, he brought his friend, I want to bring my friend. He wants to show his friend that he likes him. But his friends are good. Not because we are against him personally. No good from the halakha point of view. Shomer Shabbat, there's no question he has to be Shomer Shabbat. If he's not Shomer Shabbat, on Shabbat, definitely he's Pasul Ha'idut. Therefore, it's no good, there's a Ha'id. The whole Kiddushin will be voided. Because when there is no Ha'idim, no Kiddushin. And the Ha'idim Pesunim are not Ha'idim. And the whole Kiddushin is not good. Then there is no question if a person Mahalel Shabbat cannot be Ayat. That's what I say then. Some people they think only relatives, but relatives also if a person is not practicing mitzvot of the Torah. Of course you can if he is an atheist. Okay, come be Ayat. He wants to be proud of himself, he's Ayat. He doesn't believe. Afikoros. Such a person, you are going to come to tell him, be Ayat. How can you trust him? For Ayat. Why the Torah said this Ayatim Absurim? You cannot be trusted. Of course, it's important when you appoint Ayatim, you designate them for the Ayat. Because many people are standing. If you designate two, that means you exclude all others. Because if you don't exclude, what will be? Here there is two Ayidim, but maybe there is more Ayidim. Once there is more Ayidim, if those Ayidim are Psulim, Ayidut Shabbat La Miktzata, but Akula, as a group, the whole thing is voided. Therefore, when you designate, that means these are not the Ayidim. That is what we call in Hebrew liyahed et ha'idim, to designate the ha'idim. You see, we say to the hatan and kalan, these are your ha'idim, excluding everybody else. Finish. Once we tell them, this is the ha'idim, there is nothing to worry. There was a custom some places that said everybody should be ha'id. Why, in case they'll find this ha'idim absolutely the others, but it's not a good advice. Better to designate the Ayidim that to know for sure these are the Ayidim and not others. Yes?
Rabbi, Kohen, that we married to a widow, as you know, would he consider being
widow or divorcee?
Divorce.
Divorcee, not a widow.
It's
no good. No good for him. Sure. What's the difference, we say? Then, a woman, she cannot be good for Aidut, because any Aidut, a woman, is not accepted in the Torah. Also in Kiddushin, you don't accept this. Under Bar Mitzvah, under age, there's no good for Aidut. Which means there are different things that Pisule Aidut, they call them. Go and tell everybody not to give us troubles. We asked them many times, I told them in advance, you know, customary to give respect rabbis. Not because really you have the rabbi pride, but because we don't want them to give it to someone who is not kosher for you. They can't understand it. They come all of a sudden, why didn't I want my friend? Brother, this is not your friend, we have to know. Whom are you giving it to? Okay, then, a person who is not mentally well enough, he can be angry. Even the books, they said, even if he is absolutely slow, how can you accept his idea? It's similar to that, the person that's sick mentally. You don't give them a drunk man. That's why we said that the hatan cannot be drunk. They drink a lot, can't be ed. They drink 3-4 glasses already. What I do? They don't know what they're doing. Person who does not hear, can you put him ed? He doesn't hear what the hatan says. And even if he can hear, if he doesn't talk, also is not good for ed. For ed, because he cannot talk. The ed has to be emloya gid. That means he has to be able to say it, to testify, and he's not ed.
What if he uses sign language?
What?
Say if the hatan does sign language to a person who knows sign language, you know, with the hands, it's not good either?
No good. We need to listen to books, question about today, that they teach them, and they know everything, if they are good enough or not. Some they are in the opinion that would be good, because they know and everything. Some they say no. We are not going to deal with this subject.
Okay.
This subject is by itself. There is sometimes, of course, blind men can be a witness. He doesn't see a word of witness. To say this one married this one, can he testify? Sometimes there is no relatives. And he's a kosher man, still without accept that. He has certain closeness with him. He's an employee. This one is his employer. He wants to satisfy him, and he would testify, we don't know. It's good or not. This is, what is the relationship of him? Ushers, he invites him, be my usher, and he comes to testify what happened. Even if it is false, he doesn't do this, he does it. That means sometimes we, the rabbis, they try to consider the matter, shall we accept him or not? Even though it's kosher from the halakha, sometimes we try to keep away from people that are too close to the one that is doing it. Then, you know, I said that there is shiduchin, Kiddushin and Nisuin. There is a difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin. Different in the penalty, in case someone else takes her. Eshet Isha, she is Arusa, a different Avon. Nisua is a different penalty, not Avon. Avon is Eshet Ish. But the penalty, one is Sekila, one is Hanek, is a different thing altogether. Therefore, we have to know when she is called Arusa, when she is called Nesua. Nesua when he did, he does chuppah. Now, what is chuppah exactly? Sometimes say chuppah, and take it into the room. He goes there into the room, into the, his house, into apartment, and they stay there alone together. That's the chuppah. Some they say not necessarily. Chuppah, if you put them under the same cover, this is the chuppah. And we see in Ruth, she told him, "Farasta kenafecha ala matecha." She asked him to marry her. And what did she say marrying her? Put your garment over me. The way we do with the talet. Some they say, the chuppah is a special stand with a cover over the hatan nekana. They come to ask if they make flowers. Flowers also. As long as they make it, that covers the hatan nekana, this chuppah. Some they say, just taking her into the room is chuppah, even if he's not with her. She comes into his possession. The meaning of chuppah exactly, there's at least 7-8 explanation what is chuppah. Ashkenazim insist on taking her. Some to say no. Once they know they are married, you make the ceremony. Later when they go home, that's the chuppah. It doesn't need even witnesses for that. This is when they go, later on. That's what we do. We rely on talet, and they go home later on. Even the talet, maybe they didn't need, but they do it better, because there is an opinion, this is the chuppah. That's what we Sephardim are doing, such a thing. Some they say the difference, chuppah has to be in his possession. Therefore, it will be in the house of somebody else, is not chuppah. To what an extent? He must take her to his house. And they say, when they go this to the room, well, that's not his room. But since she pays over there, like renting the place, it becomes his for that time.
So isn't it usually the girl's father that pays for the wedding? So she's, the girl's father's paying for the chuppah.
The girl's father.
If the girl's father is paying for the chuppah, is that a problem?
You're right. Yeah. Of course. Not for that, if it is in a room.
Yeah.
But according to this opinion, that just because they are under the same cover, there's nothing to do. We don't need even to be his. I said to those that they said to go into his house, I said there is differences of opinions. This is not his house. Then the father has to say, what I'm granting here has been given to him. There was a question in the books. Many times they make chuppah, they used to make the chuppah, four stands, and the cover was made from parochet. They take the parochet of the shul, Deva. So how could they? Can you use the parochet? Parochet is Kodesh. You can't use it for your benefit. Oh, brought a very big problems. And the answer was, when they make the parochet, the people, and they donate it, they donate it on this condition, that they will be able to use it for the hatan and the kana. That's why they allowed them. Some they objected it. Some they allowed them. They said, should not be parochet. And of course, in our generation, already all this of the past. Now we can fancy flowers, and the cover is with this. The chuppah is different from what used to be years back. They don't do the same chuppah as before. Now there is, in our generations, most of the people, they have something in mind that they think, oh, it's so important. They want their child to be married in the synagogue. And they think this is much better. In the earlier generations, they don't like it in the synagogue. The very early, they didn't mind it. Why? Marriage was decent, no problems. of ladies are covered and covered, a mixture of men and ladies. You can't be the Knesset, Echa, Kodesh. How could you come in such a way? There is too much things not respect for the synagogue. And later on, they stopped it. They didn't want to have. In many, many countries, it was forbidden to make marriage in the synagogue. For a number of reasons. One reason, the goyim and the earlier generation, they made their wedding anywhere. Not necessarily that they did it in their church. When the goyim started doing it in the church, it looks like lo telechu b'chukot ha'goy. They don't like it. The goyim insist of doing it. They don't want the Jewish people to do it in the synagogue. There was another reason, as I said, for peritzut. Another reason, kedushat bet ha'knesset. It's not a question of peritzut, even without peritzut. It's a whole. In those countries, and including Yerushalayim, there was a harem not to do the wedding in synagogue. If a person is doing in the synagogue, was they put it in harem. Now this custom up to now in Yerushalayim, they don't make in the synagogue. They make in the backyard of the synagogue. They make in a hall. They make in school auditorium. They don't make it in the synagogue. Some communities believe the opposite. They want them to be in a place, Kadosh, that they will have Kadoshah. At least, if this is their intention, but they should see to it that won't be anything of peritzut, the way they appear. They cover or not. Very important to know what they are doing in the synagogue. Otherwise, better to be outside. Many times they ask me here, I don't want to belittle the synagogue in their eyes. I say, no difference. You can do anywhere. But really, there is a difference. Better, if they don't do it, they should depend on the condition. If there is peritzut, better not. If there is no peritzut, okay. Get some kedusha. There is also here in America, I don't know, in America there was a time that the rabbis objected it. Some that did the opposite. As we say, who knows, in America, reform, they don't have synagogue altogether. No difference. Now, when a person gets married, there is the bracha for the erusin, there is bracha for nisuin. As I told you, if you remember, they used to have erusin different time, nisuin a different time. Today, we don't. As you remember, I called it 3-in-1. They made the kinyan, they made the erusin, nisuin, all at the wedding night, not the way it used to be. And when we come to make erusin, kiddushin, a person must have a bracha. It's called brachat erusin. The bracha, when you make erusin kiddushin. When should the bracha be recited? Before the kiddushin. Why? When you do a mitzvah, every time you do the mitzvah, when do you say the bracha? It's called kol ha-mitzvot mevarech aleihem over la'asiyata. You have to do the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Here, you put the tefillin. When you say the bracha, before you put the tefillin. I don't say before altogether when it is on the table. That's before. They call it in the books over the over. But we need over the asiyatam samuch. When is that the mitzvah exactly being done? When you take the tefillin. The Rashi said, "Ukshavetam." The If you darkened it, you did the mitzvah already. Therefore, it has to be a little loose. You say the bracha, when you finish the nechtmi, you close it. And then you go. Some people, you see them, or what it is still, it takes it. Baruch Atah Hashem already said the second son, that's over the over, it's not good. Or, he tightens it, and then he comes and said, Hashem, 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 the nechtmi. It was not good. It has to be before, over the Hashem, and over means before you do it. Same thing with Kiddushin. You say the bracha of the Kiddushin first, and then you say the Kiddushin. This is called Birkat Erusin. But you see, the Birkat Erusin is not Asher Kadeshanu b'mitzvata v'tzvanu l'kadesh isha. No, there is no mitzvah on this. The mitzvah is what? Priya v'rivya, when the children. But you can't have Priya v'rivya without Kiddushin. We make the Kiddushin. Therefore, there is only the Beracha that we do on the Erusin. It's a question of what category is that. You know the Berachot, they have different categories. There is Berachot HaNehenim. There is Berachot HaMitzvot and Berachot HaShevach Le'Odaya. Berachot HaNehenim, anything that you get, physical benefit. You eat, you drink, you smell, and you enjoy that smell. And there is Berachot for mitzvah. Mitzvah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave you to do. That we cut the mitzvah. You sit in the sukkah, Sheh Kadoshan Mitzvah Mitzvah and Yishev, the sukkah. You put the let on, say Sheh Kadoshan Mitzvah Mitzvah and Yitateh B'tzitzit. That we cut the mitzvah. But there is Berachot HaShevach Le'Ola. Praise to God. You hear the thunder? Ooh, the power of God. Say Baruch Shekoho Gvurato. You speak about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did. And not then the Sech Vibina, the Abhin Ben Yom Ben Laila. You are praising God for the wisdom that he gave to the rooster, to not to differentiate between day and night. Some they say Sech Vibina, not the rooster, Sech Vibina, Sechel of a person. He gave us understanding. But they accepted always to explain Sech Vibina. Is a rooster. Then there is Birkot HaShevach Hoda. The Berachah that say on Kiddushin, Birkot HaShevach. What do you say? Asher Kiddushanu Mitzotar, V'tzivanu Al Arayot, V'asar Lanu Et Arusot, V'itir Lanu Et Nesuot Lanu Al Yotei Chuppa V'Kiddushin. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, He sanctified the Jewish people by the Chuppa and Kiddushin. And if you know exactly, sanctify the Jewish people when we say it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chuppah v'Kiddushin with the Jewish people. Where was the Kiddushin? We said that the Torah. Where is the Chuppah? Chuppah, the har, the mountain. It's written by Yityatsebu, Betahti, the har. We're standing under the mountain. What does it mean, standing under the mountain? They explain it in English, not Tahti, under. Tahti, they say at the foot of the mountain. So that means at the bottom. But really, the word tahtit means tahat, under. Therefore, the Rum Yonatan, the Midrash, they say HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked the mountain. And the Jewish people were there under that mountain that was in the air. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Israel, you want the Torah? He said, of course. We said, Na'aseh v'nishma. He said, okay, but you want the Torah Sheba'al Petu? He said, Torah Sheba'al Petu? He started thinking, what the Torah Sheba'al Peh? He started seeing pages and pages and pages, thousands of pages that you have to learn and remember all by heart, darling. This is too hard. We can't. Oh. If you wanted Torah Sheba'al Peh, you can't have Torah Sheba'al Peh without Torah Sheba'al Peh. You must have Torah Sheba'al Peh. And if you don't, yeah, I know that you are not going to do what the Torah Sheba'al Peh is. There, the mountain has to cover them. That means they will be buried under the mountain. In a way, God forced them to accept the Torah Sheba'al Peh. They said, no, seven Nishma before on Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Peh they didn't want. Kadosh Baruch Hu forced them. You make a by force, then you can't come and claim something against the Jewish people. You don't do this. Who said I have to? I don't want it. You force me. They say, Anusim hayinu, Gemara said. But the Gemara told us that they accepted it at the end. Ki yemu v'kibelu ha-yehudim anehem v'azaram. At the time that the story of Purim happened, oh, they say, we love it. They were loved to us about them. They wanted it willingly. That's ki yemu v'kibelu kibah. They endorsed what they have got before by force. There was a time that Israel, on their own free will, they wanted the Torah, Shabbat Be'er. Now this is what we say, B'chot Hashevach L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he tried to let us have the benefit. If we did not understand, he forced it on us. It's good. Because later on we understood that this is to our privilege. Now, if we say the Berachah,